Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 15. So what about beware of dogs? Beware of dogs. Well, dogs are vicious and dangerous, and it's something that we need to be careful of. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 15, verse 1, "Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death, to death, and such as are for the sword, and to death, and such as are for the famine, and to the famine, and such as are for the captivity, to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, the dogs to tear, the fowls of heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and to destroy." And so here he gives four kinds of things that you don't want to come to into your life, right? And one of them is the dogs to tear. In Proverbs 26:17 says, "He that passeth by and meddleth in with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears." So this idea of, you know, like taking a snake even, you know, picking it up by the tail, or taking a dog and just like provoking it, you know, to anger, this wild animal. And that's not going to end well possibly for you. And so he says, if you meddle with strife, that's not yours. It's like taking a dog by the ears. Now, so the Bible paints a picture of these wild dogs that would roam the countryside and do things that were very distasteful. And so when the Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, beware of dogs, what's he saying? Now, you could take this as good soul winning advice, right? Beware of dogs. Listen, by the way, soul winners, if they got a beware of dog sign, that's a good thing to do, is beware of dogs. Okay. Now, remember, I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I just wasn't even thinking. They didn't have a beware of dog sign, but I just walked in a gate. Now, let me give you one more piece of advice here. Beware of dogs. Rattle the gate really hard and just listen. Stop looking, listen. And if a dog starts coming around the corner, you're on the outside of the gate. Don't be like me that first time. I learned my lessons the hard way. Open the gate, go inside, pit bull, you know, come straight at me. And it lunged at me. I mean, it was vicious. It was not even playing around. It came straight at me. And I backed away and I kicked with all my might. And I got my shin directly in the jaw of this stupid pit bull. And I have the scars on my leg from it, but I got him pretty good right in the side, and he dropped back, and he just kind of sat there and growled at me, and I got out of there as fast as I could, and that was the end of that. He could have done more damage, I'm sure. Those dogs are vicious, but when you see the gate, shake it hard, even if they don't have a sign. And beware of the beware of dog sign. That's good advice. But, I was thinking about this idea of vicious dogs. Dogs can be very vicious. I mean, we think of them as house pets. But they, you know, any breed of dog can pretty much turn on you. I guess if you got a little small dog, I guess it doesn't do as much damage. But, I was thinking about these pit bulls, but I found this article. Let me read a little bit of it to you. A five-year review of dog bite injuries from the Children's Hospital at Philadelphia, published in 2009 in the Journal of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, found that 51% of attacks were from pit bulls, and almost 9% were from Rottweilers, and 6% from mixes of those two breeds. So well over 50% are, basically two types of... over 60% are from these Rottweilers and Pitbull or mixes. And so two-thirds of them, actually. And they said a 15-year study published in 2009 said that revealed that Pitbulls, Rottweilers, and German Shepherds were responsible for the majority of fatal dog attacks in the state of Kentucky. And so, it says here in the Annals of Surgery, attacks by pit bulls were associated with higher morbidity rates, higher hospital charges, and a higher risk of health death than are attacks by other breeds of dogs. And so pit bulls are dangerous, and there are other breeds of dangerous dogs, and we should be careful of those. Beware of those dogs. And why do we say that? Well, because dogs are gross. Dogs are dangerous and vicious and so on. And so why is he saying about, what is he saying about these people? If this is the picture that the Bible depicts dogs as, then what's he saying about these people? Well, before I get into that, but let me just talk about this first. Calling someone as a dog is an insult in the Bible, you know? And I remember when I don't know, is this in the 2000s? Somebody help me out. Remember when people would walk around and they'd be like, hey, what's up, dog? You know, was that 2000s, 1990s or whatever? That was an insult, okay? That's not a compliment, you know? All right. Well, anyway, was that rap culture, hip-hop culture? I think it was. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, that makes a lot of sense. They do a lot of, like hip-hop culture comes out of the sodomite culture of the jails a lot of times. So anyway, the baggy pants and all that stuff, that's all queer. So